Sir! Sir! Major Garmin Zonaire jerked upright, snatching at the hand shaking his shoulder. He hadn't meant to doze off. In fact, he'd expected the straight-backed chair to be uncomfortable enough that he couldn't. Unfortunately, he'd been wrong. Which didn't mean it hadn't been uncomfortable enough to leave him feeling as if his spine had been beaten with a club.
What?
He demanded. The word came out sounding harsher than he'd intended, and he cleared his sleep-dried throat and tried again.
What?
He repeated in a more normal voice.
Sir, we've seen something out in the harbor.
Show me,
Zonaire snapped, the last rags of sleep vanishing abruptly. He followed the sergeant who'd awakened him out onto the nearest gun platform. It was still at least an hour or so until dawn, and the largely evacuated city of Farade was dark behind him. The sky was crystal clear, prickled with heaps of glittering stars, but there was no moon, which probably had something to do with the reason the Carizians had chosen this particular night to come calling. The starlight was too dim to be called illumination, but it was at least a tiny bit better than nothing, and he strained his eyes as he followed the sergeant's pointing finger. For several moments, he saw nothing at all. Then his eyes narrowed as they caught the faint, faint gleam of starlight on canvas.
I see it, he said quietly.
But where's the guard boat that ought...
He flinched at the abrupt, blinding flash of lightning as a cannon fired out in the harbor with absolutely no warning. Admiral Rockpoint's head came up as he heard the sudden crash of a firing 30-pounder. The sound came from the east, somewhere astern of his flagship, and his peg leg clunked on the deck planking as he moved to destroyer's stern rail. He looked out across the harbor, trying to find the gun which had fired, but the night had closed back in.
Gunfire! 1 point on the starboard quarter!
The lookout's cry floated down from overhead, not that it did a great deal of good at the moment. Still, it gave Rockpoint an approximate idea of where it had come from, and he frowned as he summoned up a mental image of the harbor and matched it against his detailed sailing instructions. Probably Indomitable or Justice, he decided. Assuming they were where they were supposed to be, at any rate, and a single gunshot suggested either an accidental discharge, which was going to land someone neck-deep in trouble, or else an encounter with a guard boat.
Well, it's not as if anyone doesn't already know we're out here, he thought. The only thing that really surprises me, if it was a guard boat, is that we haven't already run into dozens of the things. For that matter, we may have, and I just don't know anything about it, assuming they settled the business with cutlasses.
He didn't envy the crews of any launches or cutters ordered to patrol the harbor. To be sure, they had a better chance of spotting a galleon than a galleon had of spotting a single, smallish, low-lying boat. On the other hand, there wasn't very much they could do except run if they did encounter one of Rockpoint's ships. As that single cannon shot emphasized, they certainly didn't have the firepower to do anything else. Actually, Rockpoint's greatest concern had been that the Delphiraccan Navy might be present in the form of galleys being used as guard boats. The biggest potential danger of approaching in darkness had been the possibility of its allowing galleys to get close enough to galleons to try ramming or boarding them. The chance of any galley managing that through the accurate fire of a galleon who'd seen it coming was minute. The chance of a galley managing the same feat in the dark was significantly higher. Given the quality of his own gun crews, Rockpoint had accepted the risk with a fair degree of equanimity. That didn't mean he'd be eager to see what would happen if the Delphiraccans tried it, though, and he wondered why they hadn't.
Either they're smart enough to have figured out what would probably happen to any galley which did intercept one of us, or else they didn't happen to have any galleys in port when we arrived.
Personally, he suspected the former. To be sure, a galley might get alongside one of his galleons under these visibility conditions if its skipper was smart and skilled. But the Delpharacan Navy's galleys were mainland designs, smaller than Carisian galleys with smaller crews. Rockpoint's gun-heavy galleons each carried between 80 and 120 Marines, depending on their size, and had more than enough seamen to support them. It would take at least two, more probably three, galleys of the Delpharacan type to overwhelm the crew of one of his ships, and the rest of his squadron wouldn't exactly be standing around twiddling their thumbs while that happened. So unless the Delpharacans had managed to assemble at least 20 or 30 galleys, and the losses their fleet had taken against the marauding privateers who had preceded Rockpoint's fleet into these waters made it unlikely that they still had that many in the first place, trying to use them in some sort of nighttime interception would have been an exercise in futility.
On the other hand, it could have been an exercise in futility that was still as painful as hell for whichever ship they happened to hit. So I'm not going to complain that they didn't do it.
He snorted and stumped back across the quarterdeck to Captain Darris.
Well, we've knocked on the door now, my lord, the flag captain said wryly. And here I was hoping they wouldn't guess we were coming, the admiral replied dryly.
Then he shook his head.
About an hour or so, I make it, he said more seriously.
About that, Darris agreed.
In that case, I hope they didn't wait until they heard our door knocker to start getting people out of harm's way.